This is Dr. Nidik taking a consultation on Geraldine, Geraldine, middle initial is M, last name is Delambo, Delambo, date of birth is October 6, 2016, date of consultation is February 21, 2022, referring physician is Daniel Howard, MD, reason for consultation. So evaluation for screening colonoscopy, history of personalis. Patient is a 72-year-old female who is being evaluated for a screening colonoscopy period. She denies any GA complaints at this time without any abdominal pain, comma nausea, comma vomiting, comma diarrhea, comma constipation or altered bowel habits period. No history of any fever, comma chills, comma anorexia, weight loss period. Paragraph, she is not taking any proton pump inhibitors or HIS-2 receptor antagonists, period. Paragraph, her last colonoscopy was done in 2016, and at that time the procedure was complete up to the cecum. And surveillance colonoscopy was requested in 5 years' time, which would have been in a 2021 period. Impression number one, history of diverticulosis of the colon, that's presently asymptomatic. Next point, status post colonoscopy in 2016. History of a benign hyperplastic polyps. Next point, no family history of colon cancer. Next point, no known history of anemia, although I don't have any current CBC. And the last CBC that I have is and the last test result I have is checking stool for fecal leukocytes, and that was negative, period. Impression number one, diverticulosis of the colon, that's presently asymptomatic. Next point, his personal history of a benign hyperplastic polyps. Next point, history of anxiety. Next point, no family history of colon cancer. Recommendations, number one, I request her PCP, Dr. Daniel Howard, to order the following labs, i.e. a CBC and a stool for occult blood, period. Ms. Delambo is not that keen on obtaining a colonoscopy. However, after the stool studies are obtained and after review of the CBC, I will consider a stool for Cologuard or CT colonography, period. End of dictation. Thanks.